probably foresaw that type of activity.
Nor did they apparently foresee the kind of enterprise Woodhouse is heading up now. Correct the Record is Hillary Clinton's rapid response unit designed to counter assaults from the opposition. But don't mistake Correct the Record for part of her campaign. It's a super PAC. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And our political team was crunching the fundraising numbers from all the presidential candidates late into the night. You can find those numbers at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good morning. I'm Brian Moline with the opening commodity market reports. Ahead on the program, we will talk with Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated here in just a moment, and we'll get the numbers and analysis from Ellen Dearden at AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Just a couple of headlines for you first. European stocks jumped today, leading gains in global benchmarks after Greek lawmakers approved an austerity bill needed for another bailout. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 down 1.5 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 3, and the NASDAQ was down almost 6. December corn was higher early today, rebounding from the profit-taking of the past 2 days with moderate rain over Iowa and Illinois. DTN's five-day forecast shows moderate rain amounts from eastern Kansas onward. We'll get details on that from Drew coming up in just a moment. And November soybeans were higher early today with more commercial buying in soybean meal, even after NOPA reported another month of higher-than-expected soybean crush for June. Persistent demand for soybean meal continues to have a bullish effect on soybean prices and is helping to keep the uptrend going. And right now it's time to check in with Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We have some more rain on the charts here, heaven forbid. It looks like Iowa and parts of northern Missouri and western sections of Illinois are being impacted this hour. Most of the precipitation is relatively light relative to what occurred last night in northwestern Missouri, where a couple of locations reporting between 5 and 9 1/4 inches of rain, pretty heavy stuff occurring over about 6 counties that straddle the border there with Iowa and northwestern Missouri. But that kind of rain is not going to be very common for a long time across the lower Midwest. That's the best news I can hand out here today. But with that said, there will still be some isolated pockets of heavier thunderstorm activity that will still impact the region infrequently as we move forward through this next 10-day period. So today's rain in Iowa and northwestern Illinois will move eastward as we progress through the day. We expect the majority of the precipitation to stay light, but as we get into the afternoon and into the evening, there will be that usual flare-up of the thunderstorm activity. We may see something a little bit heavier occur over a couple of counties, but for the most part, this first rain event will produce rain totals probably running a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. There may be a couple of spots out there that will end up with a half inch to an inch of rain, and it wouldn't surprise me at all actually to see 1 or 2 locations that even get more than an inch of rain. But that is probably going to be favoring the area from eastern Iowa into southern Wisconsin or even western Michigan and not into the lowermost parts of the Midwest where it's been so awfully wet here recently. The amounts in the lowermost parts of the Midwest will stay in that few hundredths of an inch to 5/10 of an inch range. The rain will end tomorrow. We'll see some of the precipitation in Ohio and Indiana early in the day tomorrow, producing upwards of a half inch of rain. That's part of what I just mentioned. After that, we'll see a frontal system beginning to evolve across the northern parts of the Midwest as we get out towards the latter part of the weekend. That frontal system will work its way southeastward across the Midwest and generate another round of shower and thunderstorm activity for quite a few areas in the Midwest. This will be a fast-moving frontal system. It shouldn't cause much in the way of heavy amounts of rain, but we will still have an opportunity for it across parts of the region. Northern sections of the region will be most favored as we go from Saturday into Sunday morning, and then for the majority of the day, Sunday into Monday, we'll see the rain in the lower parts of the Midwest. And the amounts that occur at that time are expected to stay relatively light, running a tenth of an inch upwards to 6 or 7 tenths of an inch at the most. And we will see some good drying conditions between these rain events. And temperatures will start to warm up a little bit more significantly across parts of the region. that will put us in a position where fast evaporation will take place when it's not raining, and we will see progress made against all the excessive moisture in parts of the lower Midwest. The afternoon highs today will be confined to the 70s in the Great Lakes region. Everybody else will be in the 80s, and even some temperatures over 90 will occur in Missouri and some immediate neighboring areas off to the southeast into parts of the northern U.S. Delta. As we go into the day on Friday, we'll see some warmer air move across the Midwest. We'll see highs in the 80s and lower 90s. We'll see that warming trend continuing as we move forward through the weekend, with many areas east of the Mississippi River finally getting up near and over 90 degrees to help accelerate the drying trend. Temperatures could be quite hot out in the southwest corner of the Corn Belt, where Missouri, Kansas, parts of Nebraska could see temperatures up into the upper 90s, pushing up close to 100 degrees, but that will stay mostly out into hard red winter wheat country. We'll see somewhat cooler weather coming with that frontal system Sunday into Monday, so we won't get any hotter, at least not until later next week when another round of warming is expected. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thank you very much. Drew, of course, with World Weather Incorporated. We'll go over the local forecast here in just a couple of minutes on WILL. But right now, it's time to check the numbers and get some great analysis on this Thursday morning as we check in with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. We're looking at a market that's seen some strength here this morning. The overnight market was really kind of a dull but firmer affair early on, but now December corn's trading up 7 cents at 4.47 1/4. We need December to overcome $4.50 on a close basis today. That'd be up about a dime in order to continue to suck people, buyers, back into this market. We did see a very lackluster marketing year low export bookings at only 13 million bushel, but almost that same amount for new crop. Notice that China was a buyer of both corn and milo. I think one of the big factors that we're seeing here in the grain markets is that the dollar is approaching that reaction high around 98 that we saw 4 weeks ago. And so a little firmer dollar generally is detrimental to commodity prices. Soybeans up 8 cents today. November beans at 10.24 and 3 quarters, 10.25 and 1/4 last. Is coming. Yesterday we saw really good crush report for the month of June, higher than expected at 142.47 million bushels used. And yet, really, the market kind of shrugged that off. Very dry conditions in France probably has hurt their canola crop, as has the dry conditions in the western part of Canada. So this bean market is up a little bit today. It doesn't have a lot of upside momentum to it at this stage of the game, however. On the wheat market, typical buyers on the export business, two-sided overnight trade. Not a lot to say about wheat, barely higher, 2-3 cents higher. December's trading at 5.77 1/4. Livestock side, I think an important thing to look down the road. Next week we have a cattle inventory report. It's a semi-annual report. I think we're seeing this beef herd expansion, 3-4% higher than a year ago would be my guess. Good grass conditions and feeling that at least in the western part of the belt, we're going to see a good crop for feeding. On the hog side of things, big deal. July hogs went off the board yesterday, and August is has become the lead month at about a $5 discount. We're seeing bear spreading come into this market. China continues to report that its sow inventory is down. The hog market looks like it wants to stabilize because the carcass values are improving. This is Ellen Dearden. I'm in Morton, Illinois with AgriView.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much for that information. We appreciate it here on this Thursday morning. Let's take a look at your forecast here locally in East Central Illinois. Was some rain on the maps a little bit to the north, and now some things developing off to the northwest of Champaign-Urbana this morning. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms out there. Partly sunny skies today and a high of 83 degrees. Warmer tonight, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, will drop down to 73 for the low. And tomorrow, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, warming up a bit to 89 degrees. By the way, winds out of the south really through most of the next several days. For Saturday, partly sunny skies, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, up to 91 for the high, so the livestock might get a little uncomfortable on Saturday afternoon. Sunday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 89 degrees. A 50% chance of rain on Monday with a high of 84, then we'll cool off a little bit in the next week. 83 the high on Tuesday, 84 the high on Wednesday. Couple of other notes. First-time unemployment claims a drop today as the Labor Department reporting those. Also coming out today, the National Association of Home Builders will issue its housing market index for July, and Freddie Mac will release the weekly mortgage rates. So those are some of the things to come here on this Thursday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Another hour of Morning Edition is coming up here on WILL.
Good morning. As the Iran nuclear deal heads towards a rocky reception in the Republican-controlled Congress, Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein tells us those who oppose the deal should first ask, what's the alternative? It's Morning Edition from NPR News. This hour, the families of four Americans in jail or missing in Iran have mixed emotions about the new nuclear deal. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We follow up on elderly American veterans who, as young recruits in World War II, were exposed to mustard gas in secret military experiments. And a government warning to owners of backyard chickens. They're cute, but don't kiss them. It's Thursday, July 16th, and on this day, 225 years ago, Washington, D.C. officially became the nation's capital. News is next.